I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by none other than, I'd pretty much say, the most requested person we've ever had for The Secret 2. It's Teddy Suarez, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
No, honestly, I'm telling you the truth. Like, I always love to, because me listeners are so important. Like, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be doing it and blah, blah, blah. So I always like to try and get good guests on and people that they want to hear. And sometimes it's madness. Like, sometimes people are like, would really love Kate Middleton and Cheryl Cole, and I'm like, so would fucking I. Like, so would I, pet, you know? Like, tell me how to access these wonderful women and I will get them on. But like, apart from the wild and the wonderful ones, we get a lot of people requesting you. And actually, after just chatting to you for like 25 minutes, like, I knew you were lush, but I can absolutely see why people are obsessed. You're a very nice man, mate.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words.
Don't tell Fee I said that. I feel like she'll kick my head in.
Where's Vicky?
Fee-human. Speaking about Fee, I feel like it's going really well with you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, honestly, I'm not just saying this, like, we are going from strength to strength.
You can say that, I think, on what I see on social. Fuck, I fall into that trap. I'm like, oh, they're so happy.
Honestly, like, I'm not even going to say that we don't have our spats. Like, we do obviously have our spats.
You've got to, mate. It's healthy.
Yeah, we're together, obviously, 24/7. But yeah, everything's just like, it's going kind of up, and I couldn't have honestly dreamed of being in this position where, you know, my life has changed massively, but to kind of have a partner that's, you're able to kind of just have good conversations with, come back home, smile, and just like enjoy each other's company. Like, it's good. It's amazing.
You've met a real life partner, which I think is super hard to do, especially like based on like how you've met, you know, like we were just saying in the break, I feel like Love Island absolutely smashed it this year. And like all of the main couples are actually still together.
Yeah, they did. They really did smash it. And I think it's kind of a testament to the couples that are still together, because everyone, even when they are together, like even example, Chloe and Toby, like you can see how connected they are.
Yeah,
they've got their similarities, they've got their differences, but everything just meets in the middle. And the same thing with me and kind of Faye, you know, ice, fire, really calm, really fiery, and it's like how everything just nicely mixes up in the middle, kind of thing. So they've really smashed it.
I think you need that though, like in relationships. I spent years looking for someone that I thought could handle me, like the chaos that is Vicky Patterson. And you know, I thought in order for like someone to be able to handle that, they had to be just as loud and really strong in like a typical sense, you know, commanding a room, walking in, knowing everybody, being the life and soul, all these things. And it took me to being like in my 30s before I realized that actually, like, you don't need someone who matches you in that sense. Like, if anything, if you want a healthy and happy relationship, you need someone who who kind of offsets it, someone who compliments you, someone who can make you see sense when you're like fired up, someone who can calm you, someone who can bring a sense of like balance to your life. And like meeting Erkan made all of that really apparent. But it wasn't like, so when I first started going out with him, like it wasn't without its kind of like, because it was so different to what I was used to. Like I was used to like raging arguments and like, and big fallouts and not speaking to people for days. Like I was used to drama. So to go out with someone so drama free, like it was, it took a lot of adjusting for me to realize like, oh my God, this is what a healthy relationship feels like. This is what happiness looks like. Like yeah. Even to the point, Teddy, where like, cause I wasn't crying all the time. I was like, do I really love him? Like I honestly convinced myself that relationships had to hurt if you were really invested. So like what I want to know is, between you and Faye, like, did you both have to adjust to this? Like, is she used to dramatic relationships? Are you used to more, like, things being harder? Did it just always feel really easy, or have you had to work at it, I suppose?
No, we've definitely had to kind of work at it, because even, as I say, we've been living together since... For 24/7 since we've been out of the villa. So I'm learning.
That's a lot of pressure.
I'm learning all these new habits. And even when she's busy and I'm busy, it's kind of like when we come together, you're bound to headbutt. And I'm really chilled, like I'm really relaxed. But even, you know, it gets to a point where I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, you know, my limits can kind of get to a point where it's I can't be too relaxed in certain situations. So at times, obviously, I do have to kind of remind myself that I have got a fiery woman, and this is kind of what I signed up for. Do you know
honestly,
what I mean?
Sometimes I feel like Erkan looks at me when I'm fucking storming around, telling him everything that needs to be done and telling him what my day looks like and doing this and doing that. And I think there's this flicker in his eyes, this look where it's almost like, I signed up to this. Like, I willingly signed up to this. And it's hard. It's not easy going out with someone like me or someone like Faye, who, like, completely knows their own mind, is incredibly strong, incredibly driven. And, like, there's nice things. Don't get us wrong, mate. Fucking hell, we'll have your back. Like, we're interesting.
Oh,
don't get us wrong.
Loyal as fuck. Oh, my God, yeah.
Aye, but there's downsides. We're absolutely nuts on occasion as well. So I get it. I feel for you and Erkan, but, like, you're shouldering a lot, but you're the man to do it. I think
we've definitely worked so hard to kind of, in terms of all the noise that we hear, and I'm sure you can appreciate that we hear so much stuff coming in, like, oh my God, you two shouldn't be together, this.
Oh, and stop.
Yeah, and on top of kind of when we do have our hard times, it's like, hang on a minute, we do have good times, like you just said, like we have amazing times together. And I think we just appreciate each other and appreciate each other's kind of qualities and who we are as well. So at the end of the day, I know when she's stressed, there's two ways I can handle it. I can either push the button. Literally.
Which I just started to get sweaty at the thought of that. So you'd have to be fucking mental, mate.
Or obviously I can nurture it. And, you know, we do that for each other. Because there's times as well where I feel a lot of pressure and I'm like, oh my God, like how do I kind of, because I'm human as well. So I do also have my moments. So having Faye there to kind of appreciate that as well is just as important. And she does that really well. So it's not just kind of me kind of controlling her fire at times. She's kind of doing the same thing with me as much as I am calm. So the balance just works so well is what I'm getting at.
No, and I get that. And like, everybody does have their flaws. Like, I always say this, and I think I had this conversation with Faye, there's always like, from outside us looking in, there's always a dickhead in every relationship, right? There's always one. And like, you know, you can be dead nice and dead and both have your flaws, but it's, in terms of like outside us looking in, there's always a dickhead. And for years, because I've gone out with such utter bastards, right, it was always, oh, poor Vicky. Vicky, look who she's going out with, look at those dickheads, like, you know. And I was like, yes, I'm so lovely, I'm the victim. But now I'm going out with Erkan, who is so fucking nice and lovely, not even going out with them, but engaged, I'm the dickhead by default. So whenever anything goes wrong in a relationship, you know, like if ever there's a fallout, my mum's like, but what did you say? And I'm like, yeah. Come on, you're meant to be on my side. Like, and if there's ever a fall, if we ever fell out, like, nobody in the press, nobody in public would believe Erkan did anything wrong. Like, he could literally run over my dog and everyone would be like, but what did you do? Like, honestly.
How did you get to that point?
Yeah, but how did you push him? Tell us. Because we know you're the dickhead. And that's what you and Fia have going on. And I told this, I was like, Fia, you can be the nicest lass in the world. You can be supportive partner. You can be kind. You can do his cooking. You can do his cleaning. You can give him business, whatever. You're going to be the dickhead in this. And I feel like that is probably one of the things that Shay's had to like shoulder as well. So I think, and I know you don't need me to tell you this, but she probably is taking a little bit more of the flack than you sometimes.
Yeah, and to be honest, I get that with like her mom, her sister, and I do feel like sometimes they're on my side a lot of the times as well. Like you just said, made me laugh so much because honestly, it's a spitting image of what we're like as well.
Yeah, we're the dickheads by default, unfortunately. Fuck's sake.
yeah, but I think honestly, we've grown through so much. Like a lot of things that have happened in the villa, like it's such a long while ago now, and where we are now,
it's nearly a year, right? It is coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up to a year. So a lot of the things that we've grown through now, a lot of the events that we've gone through, like now, even things that she's doing where she's busy, things that I'm doing where I'm busy, we've had to, by default, kind of learn each other's habits really quickly to kind of be where we are now as well.
Yeah, it's obviously all accelerated. And like I often say, like I've had loads of relationships based on people I've met in reality TV shows, etc. And like people often think, God, they're moving so fast and stuff. But actually, when you've been in that pressure cooker for like 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever, like you're seeing everybody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, like it does just naturally progress loads faster. And I think like your timeline subsequently coming out of something like that, like it is speeded up. And I don't think anyone should like apologize for that. Like if as long as things are going well, like don't let anybody else judge it, you know, and love looks different to everybody else. So I think it's really normal that you're like living together now and sort of embracing this next stage of your journey based on what you've been through.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I appreciate it as well. We went to Cornwall for Valentine's, Faye set the whole thing up.
Oh no, it looked fucking lush. You guys are so canny, man. Honestly, I seen it and I was like, I love them.
It was unreal. And the break, it was like we literally stepped out of our current planet into a different planet because there was like no noise whatsoever. We cancelled everything out and we were just really in each other's space in that moment. So it was, that just reminded us of why we are kind of with each other. And it was amazing. It's moments like that is why when you are in, like you use that analogy, pressure cooker, and you kind of step out of it, it just felt so, we just felt so free. It was nice. Yeah. It was just nice for both of us.
Is that really important then, Teddy? Because I'm literally listening to this and I think it's really easy to get caught up in everything, you know, like Erkan has Erkan has a busy job. I have a busy job. We have the dog. We have the house. Like everything we try and do outside of that, we're families and all the rest of it. And I'm not saying we're special in any sense. I know everybody has like different dynamics and is completely like treading water, desperately trying to keep everything afloat. But sometimes we forget actually to take those resets and like just take some time to just be us and potentially have a bit of a digital detox and things like, do you and Faye advocates for that?
Yeah, definitely. I think you have to reset. It's so important to reset because you can get into a routine where it's just like work, 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 work. It's just
and these are like ships passing in the night, right?
Yeah, literally. And there's moments where, okay, say you're working throughout the entire day, you stop working, allegedly, you stop working, but
I mean, if you've got that phone in your hand, babe, are you really? Nah.
Yeah, exactly. You still got the phone in your hand, you're chilling there through dinner, you still got your phone in your hand. Just before you go to bed, you still got your phone in your hand. And good night, babe, I love you. Like, it's not a life that you want to be living, really, so... we have to be so careful of that as well, especially because we're getting used to it and it's so easy to kind of keep to that habit. And I feel like if you do have that same habit, you're just going to have it throughout the entire relationship, yeah. And you won't even realize that it's something that you guys are doing. It just becomes a norm. So, trying to get out of that habit is probably one of the hardest things in our relationship.
And I understand it because obviously like Instagram and social media and all those things in general, like they've been an integral part of your success and intrinsically linked to how you guys make money and are able to afford like the nice things in your life. And I feel the same way, but I can convince myself of that. And it goes past that. Like I'll be lying on my phone at night and I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, babe, I'm just working. And there is an element of me working, but there's also an element of me just scrolling fucking on Instagram to see what everyone else is doing as well. And I really have to check myself because it passes a point of being information. It passes a point of being work. It even passes a point of being enjoyable and it goes in to being toxic. And I do think there is a lot of like unhealthiness on social media.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Have you guys experienced like firsthand any of the downsides of social media?
Yeah, 100%. It was a couple of months ago. I don't remember the exact timeline, but there was just so much kind of a bit of racism, and I was like, I've never really experienced like direct racism, if that makes sense. I mean, I've been stopped by the police every now and again, and I'm like, oh my god, I've been stopped by the police, all this kind of stuff. But on social media, where you know, Faye gets a lot of racism thrown at her for kind of being with me. And I was experiencing the same thing over kind of a Q&A, I think. But not to go into too much detail there. It was just something that I've never really expected to have any kind of trolling. At all, any kind of trolling, because I came out, and as you know, I came out to a lot of great support, a lot of lovely support, and it was the first time where I was seeing the downsides of social media. You know, you read footballers getting it, you read other influencers and celebrities getting it as well, and people in their day to day as well. My little sister was talking to me about it as well from a school point of view. And it is so scary because you can't control it. It's just there. It's there. You delete it, but you've got so much coming your way. And I think any kind of hate, any kind of jealousy, any kind of toxicity in this world is just, it's just nasty. And I'm someone that I like to keep it positive. I love to keep good energy always. So when I saw it was like, what am I supposed to do? And I just came off Instagram, and Faye did the same. We just went, I think we went to Devon, and we just kind of spent
a little haven, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of spent 3-4 days out of social media, and kind of I was on the phone to my family, speaking to my family a lot more around that time as well, and kind of going back into our own personal bubble and almost reminding ourselves who we are. Because we know for a fact we're not those kind of those words that are being thrown at us. It's hard. It is hard when you get it because it's something you can't control. You can never control what people are putting out there. But I think we do handle it relatively well, I think, between ourselves. So
no, it definitely sounds like you. It definitely sounds like you do, and I can't imagine it's easy. It's obviously. I'm approaching this from a place of like me and Erkan had some nasty messages once, and like obviously his heritage is Turkish Cypriot, and I was like so ignorant to the fact that anybody would have a problem with it. Like I remember seeing it and staring at it for ages, being like, no, there aren't still people who believe things like this, are they? Surely, like it shocks you. I think if you're a half intelligent person who's evolved and kind and all the rest of it. Like, it's fucking so shocking. So no, I can't imagine what you must have felt being subjected to that on a bigger scale. And like, I just hope you know that, like, that is not what everyone thinks. That is like one, like a couple mindless people. Like, all the only thing I can say about that, Teddy, and this is honestly what I believe when it comes to any sort of trolling on social media, is that hurt people hurt people.
Yeah, and 100%.
You've got to think, like, what the hell is going on in these people's lives to spit that kind of disgusting diatribe? Like, they have to be very unhappy. Maybe they weren't hugged enough as a child. Like, I don't know what's going on. I know it's not it's your mad. Problem. I know it's yeah. not your problem. I hope you know that everybody who's, like, kind and nice and normal is 110% supporting you too. Like, everybody I speak to loves yours. And, like, as I count you both as friends now, and I can see exactly why you're so loved, because you're both lush.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you. And it's weird, because when you actually meet people and you see people in real life, and people come up to me and Faye in real life, and they kind of talk about how we've never ever had a negative person in real life, which is the mad thing. But on social media, people find it so easy. And to be fair, it's just because of how accessible it is to just put a negative comment on. So it's kind of, it's weird, because I would never ever, even to my worst enemy, put a bad comment on a photo. I just wouldn't.
Because you're nice, you're happy, you're in a good place, you've got a gorgeous girlfriend. Like, you know, I think it's honestly has to come from a real place of like jealousy and ignorance and anger.
Yeah.
And I just don't think you can relate to those things, mate. Look at you. You're cute as a bunny in a bow tie and clearly very happy with your life. Like, those people, they don't even deserve our time. Let's stop talking about them. Fuck them. You know, we need to hope they heal. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, just give them all the best in the world and move on.
I hope you heal from whatever hurt you. You fucking pricks. Right, that is it. Teddy, I've absolutely adored talking to you today, but I know you're an incredibly busy man, so I am going to let you go. But before I do, here at Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a takeaway. Something, it's a little secret that has helped them. I've totally taken with you, mate. Like, I think your attitude to life and how you seem very comfortable and content in your own skin and not falling into sort of any toxic male stereotypes, I feel like it's very admirable, and we need more of that. So I'd love my son to grow up like you, to grow up like a Khan, you know, being able to talk about how he feels and appreciating a woman, respecting that. Quite frankly, if he didn't, woe betide him. I would hate to think what would happen if I had a naughty boy who didn't respect women. That's just not possible. But I want to know what your secret is to being a modern man.
I think it's just being open to talking about your emotions, being open to kind of... For me, it always goes back to knowing who you are as a person. As long as you're comfortable with who you are as a person, you look at yourself in the mirror and you just think to yourself, yeah, I've got some flaws. It's okay to have flaws. In this day and age, you have to kind of recognize that at the beginning. Everybody is not perfect. Nobody is perfect.
It's a myth. Perfection's a myth anyway. It's such bullshit.
It is. So, like, if you do see a negative comment on Instagram or you do see anything negative thrown your way, at the end of the day, if you're comfortable with knowing that you're not perfect, it shouldn't hurt as much, you know? And that's kind of one of my biggest things. And I always keep to who I am as an individual. And I always know from kind of day dot, I will always be comfortable talking about my emotions, no matter what the next man might think about me or the next woman or whoever thinks about me. It's kind of, yeah, I'm just kind of, I'm me. If you don't like it, get fucked.
Oh, what a perfect note to end that on. Mate, thank you so much for being such an honest, open and just amazing guest. I love you both loads. Let's get a doggy date in the diary.
Yes, let's do it, please. Thank you so much for having me, honestly. And again, congratulations to you and Erkan. Amazing goals.
I wish you all the best, mate. Keep shining.
Thank you so much. You too. Cheers. Appreciate you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.